Actually, you were born in 1946 when the Second World War finished, and it was really bloody times, especially in Estonia, where, like, in the war, the regime was connected with the Nazis, and then when the Russian came, they made bloody mess.
Russian came and made first deportation before war, and then Germans came, and then Russians came again, and it was the next few waves of deportation. So, but I born 46, so about war I don't remember too much.
But you been told stories? Do you remember? I mean, because that's I'm trying now to understand how much this your childhood then affected your artistic work.
My childhood was for Estonian artists maybe a bit extraordinary. My father worked on railway and we lived 8 kilometers outside of small railway and railway town, and it was also Soviet military airport. And when I was 5, our family removed to this town, and this part of town where we live. All my age boys on the street, they speak language I never heard. Mm. All of them have been Russians. So I learned very quickly this language. And this was, all of them, they have been workers, families, and it was actually kind of lumpen proletariat. And so this childhood was quite physical. You have to prove who you are, and because for them it was, let's say, year 51, war was over in 45. So in 5 years they already came from Russia, they settled down in Estonia, and every Estonian was for them was fascist. So and you have on the street, you have to prove who you are. Mm. Of course, I don't know who is fascist. But I learned language very quickly, and finally, I think my roots is in this society. I went to an Estonian school, but this living at home, it was the surrounding, it was more Russia.
Do you remember also Russian television? Do you remember watching the animation films for children, Russian on television when you were young?
Television, in Estonia television, they started, it was something...
Late 50s,
yeah. So, and some neighbors, they had TV with such kind of screen, like bigger than post stamp, you know. Mm. And sometimes we get to watch the neighbors some things. But TV wasn't so important. Reading was important stuff.
Reading books,
it was like in 2 days, 500 pages.
Well, the novels, usually, or...
Yeah, all stuff. All from Jeff and Cooper to Scott and Robert.
Kipling, the travel around the world.
I think in Estonia, all this time, was quite a lot of translated books, especially books that fit to this age boy. And I read also, for me it wasn't different to read in Estonia or in Russia, so selection of books was quite big for me.
What about illustrated books or comics or illustration? No. Where did you start to see what's going on in the world with illustration? Or did you start it by yourself?
Caricature, it came later because there was possibility to see, check and polish magazines for caricatures. And this came from this. So I started to draw caricatures. I was was maybe 16 when my first drawing was published.
And where? It was a newspaper or?
It was some sport newspaper. Of course, sport had been for me always very important, and especially for surviving in the society, you need to be physically dangerous.
So, which sport especially? Which discipline?
In school time, I went to clinics in shooting and wrestling.
Wrestling?
That was this American wrestling.
Roman Greek style or?
Yeah, Roman Greek and Friday style also. And then
judo?
And when I was in university, it was. Judo came late to Estonia. It was Soviet version, quite similar to judo, but it's called sambo. And I did sambo.
And then football and those kind of things?
No, I don't like games too much.
Individual sports?
Yeah, and skiing, like skiing.
Okay, I think we kind of...
But there are, everything is connected in your life. So it, with our group, this sambo, our trainer took us, there was shooting of, it's until now, it's most well-selled Estonian feature film. It was made in 67 and called Last Rally. And they need students now. And we did with our group all this stunt in this film. And artist, designer of this film was Renard.
So actually, this was your first, like, walking into the film scene?
Yes.
The first time you saw a camera, your first time?
Well, I already was in Tallinn after graduating. And I had a name, like, caricaturist. So, Renard saw me, we take the same bus. Mm-hmm. And he saw me there and said to Fleet that maybe you come and go to studio, and he'd like to talk. And he asked me to make design for him. And this was like first step. Mm-hmm.